You're listening to Meditation Magic Podcast, a podcast dedicated to exploring spirituality through guided meditation, card readings, magic, the metaphysical, and more. With me, your host, Brad. Hello, listener. Welcome to, or welcome back to, another episode of Meditation Magic Podcast. I was not able to produce an episode last week, so this week we are back to it. I'm working hard to get to that like consistent schedule, but with my life kind of being a little crazy right now, it's hard to kind of create that consistent every week. So at the very least, it's going to be bi-weekly, as I've done in the past. And our meditation this week is going to be a little bit different than normal. It's actually going to be a walking meditation that you can do when you, if or when you were to go out for a walk, or if that is just not your cup of tea or it's not going to happen, or you're doing this before you go to bed or whatever it might be, you can also, you know, do this in a mental way as well. As in, if you, you know, you can envision yourself walking or going for a walk in your mind, and it'll kind of do the same thing. So no matter what you're doing, hopefully that meditation will appeal to you. And it's going to be kind of based around the idea of when you start walking or when you initiate that walk, you are one person, but with every step, you begin to shed that person that you are and leave it behind. For me, I did this week when I was having kind of, I guess, just like a rough day. And I decided that when I was running, and I said in my mind, when I go for this run, with every step, I'm going to leave behind this bad day. I'm going to leave behind the me that I am right in this moment. I'm going to leave it and come back essentially a brand new me, because we are different from who we were even seconds ago, because it's a different moment in time. Anyway, it's going to be a meditation based on that idea of kind of leaving behind something that might be bothering you, or if you had a bad day, for example, or things that just aren't working for you. And then as you are coming back on like the back end of the walk, it's going to be, what are you bringing with you now? What are you going to bring into your future moments of who you are and who you will be? Before we do get into that, and as always, if that is what you want to do and what you want to listen to right away, then by all means, skip ahead to that meditation. But before we do that, I am going to talk about a few things. The first of that is going to be the project that I'm working on that ideally is going to be available for everyone. And what I'm kind of working on creating is a digital journal platform. I feel like that's not the best way to describe it, but basically what I'm creating is a digital book of shadows, or digital like journal that you can put into a note-taking app such as GoodNotes or Notability. And it's going to consist of different tabs or sections. So like there's going to be a section for journaling. There's going to be a section for meditation. I plan to put one for divination, for spells. And then if I do make any, you know, of like those worksheets or like different types of like book of shadow pages, they will hopefully, if I do this correctly, be able to just be added into the journal itself. Basically, I'm just trying to make a journal that is something that I want to use, and I want to share it with you in case you're looking for a journal that suits your needs also. So stay tuned for that. I have a few more tabs to kind of finish up, and then I'm probably going to pilot it before I send it out to share with everyone. And once it's done, I will make an announcement on Instagram, probably with like another link that you can access it. And yeah, and again, it's just going to be a free resource that will help you to hopefully kind of consolidate and pool all of those things that you might find on the internet or in books, and be able to kind of create a book of shadows that allows you to take personal resources with resources that you may have gathered elsewhere and merge them together. So yeah, hopefully that turns out nicely. If there are any tabs that you would specifically like to see in this type of digital notebook, please let me know through a DM or an email so that I can try and keep that in mind. And yeah, I hope that you're excited for it, and I hope that you're interested. I hope that you're interested in it, because I'm working hard on it. The other interesting, I feel like, digital thing that I have been working on, I don't really know if I would consider it interesting, but I do think it's kind of relaxing and fun. So when classrooms had to be like digitalized with the pandemic, a lot of teachers were creating these like virtual Bitmoji classrooms. And the other day I was thinking, I feel like this could be a fun way to also make like a digital sacred space of like my Bitmoji and kind of creating a like altar space or like just like a room that's like a quote unquote sacred space that I could fill with images or things of like the energies that I want to bring in for the week, for the month, for the day, whatever. And it's just going to be like this kind of cool, it reminds me of like paper dolls, if you've ever done paper dolls before. And it's like a really, I'm not going to say mindless, but I feel like not taxing on the brain. Like it's not hard to do to put pictures and arrange them in a way that makes it look like a kind of cute personal space that really no one has to see. So like if you are, you know, in the quote unquote broom closet, or you're not able to create a physical sacred space necessarily like outright, it's kind of like you could create the space with yourself as the Bitmoji and, you know, almost like a puppet. And puppet, whatever the word is. And these days we are so intertwined in this digital world anyway, I do feel like it kind of is representative of like a piece of us. So it kind of creates this sacred space in another space, if you will, and if that makes sense. I feel like I kind of rambled on that. But anyway, my plan for the new moon, which is going to be in Taurus coming up on the 11th, is going to be to create a virtual sacred space and set up an like an altar or decorate the space in a way that is reflective of the intentions or the energies that I want to bring in for this moon cycle. So when that is done, I will post it onto Instagram so you can see exactly what I'm talking about, and that might give you a clearer idea. You can also just Google like Bitmoji virtual classrooms to also see what I'm talking about in terms of how to create a digital space with your Bitmoji that is done kind of through the lens of a school setting, but you can probably take the idea then and manipulate it to match your witchy, spiritual, witchcraft needs, etc. And if you do this before I post onto Instagram, I would love if you could tag me or like send me a picture of what you created, because I would be really interested to see how we can use this and all create different types of sacred spaces. Moving on from that, the last thing that we're going to do before we do our meditation is we are going to do a quick tarot spread. And I recently bought a new tarot deck called The Tarot of the Divine by Yoshi Yoshitani. And it is a really cool deck because every card is either folktale, a fairy tale, or it's inspired by a deity from all around the world. And I think it's super cool. And to me, when I look at these cards, for some reason, knowing that there's a folktale or there's a story behind it that I can connect it to makes it easier for me to access the information within the cards. And I love the artwork itself. So anyway, I'm going to be using this deck to do our quick spread. And originally I was going to do a Taurus spread, but oh my gosh, I feel like everyone on Instagram has like a Taurus spread that's out there. And to me, I was like, that's kind of boring. I did do my own personal Taurus spread, so I do encourage you to do that if you haven't. But I think that for the sake of this podcast, I was like, I want to do something a little different that you can add to your repertoire if that interests you. And I usually like to do my spreads kind of congruent to my meditations. So few things in mind here. One, we're going into a new moon. Two, the meditation is going to be about shedding away your old self with each passing step and leaving that person that you were in that second of time. And as you step into each new second, each new moment, you are a brand new person. So we're going to do a 3-card spread. And the spread is going to be kind of reflective of, first, where am I in this present moment? It's kind of like that grounding card to anchor yourself. The second card is, What do the cards invite me to leave behind? So on this walk, what are you going to leave behind in the past? And the last card is, what should I reflect on moving forward? So as we return back from the meditation, I'm going to invite you to think about, what do you want to bring into yourself or bring with you moving forward? And that is kind of going to be guided by this card in the spread if you are doing it that way, or you're just going to be using your good old noggin to come up with your idea. So without further ado, let's do the spread. So I've kind of been shuffling these cards as we've been going. Ooh, and I just almost dropped half. Doing great. All right, so I have that. I'm going to cut them in half like I always do. Three taps, and I'm going to just make my three piles. Okay, so our first card of what are we acknowledging in this moment right now? Ooh, that is the Tower. The Tower is kind of like a moment of great upheaval or great change, but at the same time, you need the Tower to happen because you have to dismantle something in order to build something new. So in this card, it's actually the story of Rapunzel. And in the story of Rapunzel, there, the prince who falls in love with Rapunzel, they create this like plan where they're going to try and like trick the witch. And basically the plan fails miserably. The witch like blinds the prince, I think, and like sends him to wander in like the desert or something. And then she like kicks Rapunzel out and they like wander around. But the good part is eventually they find each other, and I believe Rapunzel has like magic healing tears, and she heals the prince and Rapunzel get married and they live happily ever after. So in this moment, I feel like there is a time of upheaval and there's a lot going on. And we need to remember that this is, it's necessary. It's necessary to bring things down so that new things can be built. The next card, which is, what do the cards invite me to leave behind? Interesting. Okay, so this is the Ten of Cups. So in this case, I feel like the Ten of Cups represents like you have completed something and it has been finished. It is literally a card of like rainbows and happiness and joy. I would say that this card does always remind you to remember to stay in the present moment and to enjoy that joy, because a rainbow is sometimes fleeting and this happiness doesn't always happen. So when it does, we really need to enjoy it and stay in this present moment. So what I would think about when leaving something behind, I would leave behind the worry of what's coming next and instead just enjoy the simple things that are happening. So leaving behind that mindset of where are you going to go next? What are you going to jump to next? And instead trying to be present. The final card in this spread is, what should you be reflecting on moving forward? And the card that we have is Judgment. The imagery in this tarot deck is the story of the Monkey King. And the Monkey King is basically, he was a monkey who thought he was super badass and did like all this amazing stuff. And eventually he was kind of punished for his hubris. And I think that's the word, hubris, pride, whatever. And basically then he got like locked away, and then he was able to come out and he was going to help fight some sort of like evil spirit. And in doing that, he kind of earned his place back in the world, and he was attained like enlightenment or Buddhahood or whatever the term is. So this card, obviously Judgment has a lot of different meanings. In the tone of this story and in this card, it means making a fair, level-headed decision. But Judgment can also mean redemption. It can mean kind of moving forward and practicing forgiveness. It can mean starting over in a way. After something has been done, then you can have a fresh start. It's like atonement, and it's like taking stock of where you are in this moment and reflecting on, is there a burden that you're carrying that you can let go? Is there maybe something that you need to forgive, or maybe there is forgiveness that you need to seek? Either way, I would say that this card is kind of inviting you or all of us to reflect on, where are you in this moment and moving forward? What types of things do you need to do to help you move forward? All of your actions thus far, the cause and effects that go back and forth, where are they sending you? Where are you in that moment? And what do you need to do next? It's really the second last card in the Major Arcana, and it's kind of like that final moment before you reach completion. So keep that in mind when you are looking at this card as well. So with that, I think it's time to do our meditation. And as I said, this is going to be a walking or movement-oriented meditation. It can still be done seated, and you can kind of envision this and do this in your mind, no problem. However, if you want to try and do it as a walk, I invite you to give it a go. If you are doing this as a physical walk, I invite you to try that when you make your path, to walk one way and avoid walking back in the exact same path that you took. So either making it in like a loop or walking on the opposite side of the street, which I assume you would do anyway, but doing it so that your past self is on one side and you're not going to touch it again. You're leaving it where it is. And then in the meditation, we'll kind of let it scatter in the wind, your old self, the old energy that you may have walked and left as like a residue, and just letting it be washed away so that you are who you are in the new moment. And moving forward, you have cleansed yourself of that which you no longer need. So with that, I invite you to put on those walking shoes or find a comfy spot if that's where you're headed, and let's get started with this meditation. Let's begin this meditation practice by grounding and centering our mind and bodies. I want you to envision either roots or energy cords forming at the base of your spine and traveling down your legs, into the floor, and down through the earth. And as these cords or these roots travel deeper and deeper into the earth, allow that grounding earth energy to travel up through those cords or those roots into the body, filling you with that grounding, centering earth energy. Knowing that these roots or these cords are anchoring you to the earth in this moment. And now repeat today's meditation intention. Today I meditate to leave behind that which no longer serves me, and to bring with me that which is aligned with my highest and greatest good. At this time, begin walking if you already haven't, or I want you to envision in your mind's eye going for a walk, either in a forest, perhaps in your neighborhood, or a park that is familiar to you. And as you begin walking, I want you to become mindfully aware of each step that you are taking. becoming cognizant of your heel and the sole of your foot touching the ground, and then lifting off for your next step and coming back down. Spending some time here, mindfully grounding and centering your mind by following each footstep. And now I invite you to reflect on anything that you wish to leave behind on this walk, asking yourself, what is no longer serving you? What experiences or memories belong in the past? What energies are you carrying with you that you no longer need to carry? Thinking about perhaps your day that you've had, the week that you've had, and tuning in to yourself. Listening to that inner voice to help you determine what it is that needs to be left behind on this walk. And now I want you to begin to tune into your energetic body. And as you do this, you may begin to feel sensations of energy moving around you. You may be able to see your energetic body in your mind's eye. You may just have an inner knowing, or just simply know, set the intention that you are connecting with your energetic body and allow the universe to do its work. And as you begin to connect with your energetic body, I want you to envision yourself becoming more ethereal, becoming almost a shimmering light, completely made up of energy. And as you take each step on your walk, you notice how trace amounts of energy are left behind. Almost like imprints, each moment your past energetic self. And know that even though you leave behind these energetic imprints, your body easily can replenish the energy. Bring your awareness back to the energies or the moments in your day or week that you wish to leave behind on this walk. Envision the energy or the energy of those moments being pushed to the outer energetic body. And as you continue to walk with each step, that energy slowly comes off and is left behind. And as you continue to walk, that energy continues to fall away and is swept away by the wind and the rain, or dissipated by the sun. Take a few minutes here to continue to allow the energies that no longer serve you to be released from your energetic body and left on this walk. Take a moment here to allow yourself to feel and embrace a sense of freedom and tranquility, knowing that who you were, the last step, the moment you went on this walk, is not the same as who you are now. And knowing this, I invite you to consider as you continue your walk and eventually return to your home, what energies, affirmations, goals, or mindsets do you wish to bring with you moving forward? Spend some time to consider the energies that you wish to bring with you, inviting these energies or your guides, your ancestors, your higher self, whatever it may be, to join you on this walk, to infuse their wisdom, their energy into you and your energetic body. So that as you move forward in this present moment, you have the energies you need that are aligned with your highest and greatest good. And as you take in these energies, you may be able to see them in your mind's eye. You may feel these energies wrap around you like a protective coat or shell, or you may even feel them seeping into your body, fusing with your energetic body. And at this time, you may continue walking or begin to bring your walk to a close, taking a moment of gratitude for yourself for doing this meditation practice. I hope you enjoyed this meditation practice. Stay safe, stay well, and until next time.